Well, good morning. It is 10:06 on Sunday, December the 15th, 2024, on a blue sky morning with a bit of wind here on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Put the phone in my pocket. Well, good morning. Good, how are you? Familiar face from long ago. It's sunny. Yeah, blue sky. Yeah, there's a couple puffy clouds off in the distance there. Oh, and there goes a bald eagle. Hello, bald eagle. Flying right through a flock of geese and onward. I knew there was one in the air. I saw him the other morning. Now that I managed to keep the recorder running, I don't know. Let me look. It is nice. It's like forty-nine, fifty degrees. A bit of a breeze. There's a little more breeze on the north side of the walk. It's coming down from the northwest, I think, so there wasn't a lot of wind where I was starting from this morning. There was quite a bit on West 20th, and it's being funneled up the street behind me right at the moment. That eagle is soaring. Looking for lunch, I guess. So the last couple of days I've been I've been the target of a guy who wants, really, really wants me to hire him to run my advertising. Because he's convinced that a successful writer must have advertising. And it's a lot of work, and they need to hire somebody else to do it. And he's the guy. He's the guy. And he kept telling me these odd, really foolish statements. And I explained to him that I really do follow the 80-20 rule. The 20-80 rule, depending on your point of view. 20% of the effort gives me 80% of the use. So, in order to get 80% of my marketing need taken care of my sales and promotion need taken care of, I really don't need advertising, because advertising, reviews, publicity in general, unless it's negative, of course, really only represents about 15% contribution to purchasing, book purchasing decisions. And that the majority of it comes from name recognition and recommendations from trusted friends. Amazon's algorithm, much vaunted, is not actually a trusted friend. Goodreads is a toxic swamp. Don't get me started. Lots of geese this morning. I've seen so many geese this morning. So, yeah, that's 75 to 85% of all purchases are driven by knowing the office work and liking it, and or recommendation from a trusted friend. That's it. That's the bottom line. That's everything right there. That's, call it 80%. And it requires me to do only one thing, and that's write the next book. I don't spend money. I don't have to spend money for it. I don't have to do anything for it beyond some maintenance effort. I do pay for my website. I do pay for my listserv. It would be easy to say I pay too much for it, but I am paying too much for the websites. So come January, there will be fewer websites. There will be more content on NathanLowell.com. But three fewer websites. So I finally had to stop replying to him. But it was like, he was adamant. He was like, well, yes, ads guarantee sales. No, they don't. I'm sorry. The only thing ads guarantee is I will spend money for a somewhat limited and highly speculative return. And I'm sorry. I just don't buy it. I understand it's his whole business model. I understand it's his whole reason for being. I understand that, wow, so many authors, Jesus. So many authors waste so much money on advertising, waste time on chasing reviews and farting around with advanced reader copies. It's like, Jesus, just write the next book. I already have 10. Write 10 more. Oh, and put them all in the same niche, for Christ's sake. I've had 4 or 5 people contact me. Well, I've got 10 books. You've got 10 titles. One of them is a genre book, standalone. Two of them are short story collections in different niches. Three are in a series that's not related to anything else that you've got out there. You don't have an audience. You've got a shotgun. You're shooting at an open field, hoping to kill a pheasant that may not even be in the field. Hunting metaphor, sorry. It's just, God. I'm old, I'm crotchety, I'm set in my ways. It's just none of this seems to make any sense at all. Good morning. It's a lovely morning. 50 degrees. I'm only wearing a couple of sweatshirts this morning. Not. The wind is brisk, but the sun is warm. That eagle is still up there soaring away. Where was a minute ago? I've lost sight of him now. Oh, the knee. Yeah, the knee. It's a little bit iffy. I stopped doing my squats. I think what happened was I was standing wrong or something the other morning, and either squatted too low and overextended or something. But I stopped doing the squats, gave it a couple days rest. Seems to have come back just fine. I got a little bit of tenderness just underneath the kneecap, right at the top of my shin, which is feeling more like a cramp right at the moment than anything else. Yeah, wow, warm. So, yeah, I took a few days off to give the knee a break. I would have gone out yesterday, except I completely lost the day to household stuff. I had the misfortune of making a midday run. Come on, want to get ready to stay with me? Monk post. Making a mid-morning run to the grocery store on a Saturday. Oh, God, it was a mess. And the lady in front of me had a big cart full of stuff, and I thought, oh, well, that's okay, you know, it'll be fine. She had her bags, a whole bit. And she got up there and started unloading. And she had so much stuff packed away in that basket that the cashier, and they only had one bagger who was not working on our line. They were working on the only other open line. And so the cashier, and to a certain extent the lady, had to bag some stuff before the cashier could finish ringing it out because it was backed up all the way. And she couldn't advance the bag. She got the bag, the belt. She couldn't advance the belt because there was too much stuff waiting to be packed. Packed and stacked and sacked. Oh, hello, geese. So it took like half an hour, 45 minutes for that one order. It was a long order. And because of some holiday bonuses that she got, the lady saved over $100 because of coupons and special deals and all the rest of it. So she made out like a bandit in terms of what she managed to get for the amount of money she had to spend. It was still a lot of money. But, 20% discount was substantial. Substantial. But as a result, by the time I got home, it was like, no, nothing else is happening. We ain't doing nothing else today. I have reached my limit on adulting. My spoon drawer is empty. And so I proceeded to prostrate the living crap out of myself on X4. And go figure, huh? Oh. The various storylines seem to reach a point where you reach a point where the universe tips over to extinguish you. And I first one I noticed was the Paranid Rebellion, and I followed that to a certain point. And when I got there, the enemies were overwhelming in number. And at that stage, relatively early in the game, I didn't have the wherewithal to battle them. I'm still not sure I do. But at least I know they're there. And now I'm on a second one, a second line. I did manage to finish the boson line and satisfied the queendom, which is good. That's, I like that. It's a nice area. It was a challenge, but I was able to do it. And now it's like, oh my God. Now I'm trying to do the vig, whatever they are. I don't know what they are. But yeah, I'm at the point where I'm trying to break the monopoly and either path that I take to break, either break the monopoly or benefit from it requires me to make some really significant military incursions into space, which I do not have the capacity for at the moment. I may have the money, but I'm not interested in beggaring myself in order to get there. So I've put down a save file, and I'll go off and try one of the other timelines and see if I can get one of the other, not timelines, one of the other storylines, plot lines. See what that does for me. You want the sidewalk? You're gonna. Yeah. All right. The guy's got it down. He's got two dogs hitched in tandem, a single lead. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you. I smell charcoal. Good day to grill, but I didn't have any grill food. It feels more like spring. It smells more like summer. Well, except for the dead leaves. So yeah, export is still engaging. I almost regret having gotten the DLCs. Almost. I don't know if I can disable them or not. They certainly liven the game up. I'll give you that. I was sort of floundering around, playing around, trying to figure out how to make that all work, and it was like, but it's going well. It's going okay. I'm pleased. It's really a pretty day. Where's my water? There you go. this dried out. And yeah, here I came around the corner, and now I've got the wind in my face again. Well, I'll take it. I'll take it. It's quite lovely. Across this last street. I gotta fix my back gate still. The wire that I installed on it a few months ago has failed, and I need to reinstall it. Do it better this time. But that's later, because right now I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.